preach.
Yes, he will.
To begin with.
We never know.
There are things I can do.
Good morning. Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. It is unofficially summer now. Whew, I'm already hot. I realized that long sleeves were probably not a good move today, especially long sleeves in black. You can see that from about Memorial Day to Labor Day, I acknowledge that I'm only human and it gets warm in here, so you won't see me doing full vesting. You'll see me instead with my stole on. And just an acknowledgement that it's warm and it's summer and things are a little bit different. So a few changes. First of all, is that on the first Sunday of the month, we will be doing Chosen People. So I hope each of you grabbed one of the Chosen People booklets. You should know it well, so we'll be using that today. Another is that, just as an acknowledgement that we won't always have kids here to help out with things, is that our collection plates will be at both doors, and so you can just drop your offerings there rather than passing plates. It'll just make it simpler for summer. Okay? And then it is the first Sunday of the month, which means that we acknowledge birthdays and anniversaries. So we have on our birthday list for the month, on the 4th of June, Jace Foss. On the 6th, Carl Madsen. On the 7th, Jessica Nichols. On the 19th, Jenna Foss. On the 23rd, Mary McCorkle. Am I missing any June birthdays? So let's pray for those who have a birthday in the month of June. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of these individuals who are part of our faith community. We ask that you walk with them during the course of this upcoming year, whatever they may encounter. Let them know that you walk beside them. And so we ask all things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we have one anniversary listed, and that is for June the 25th, Nels and Michelle Lofgren. Do we have any other anniversaries for the month of June? If not, let us pray for the Lofgrens on their anniversary. So good and holy God, we thank you for the gift of marriage where two people commit to each other, to walk beside each other, and to walk alongside you. So we ask that you bless Nels and Michelle during this upcoming year. Be with them in the good times and in the difficult times. Just let them know that whatever they may encounter in the upcoming year, they have you to rely upon as their rock and as their security. So we pray that you be with them, that they acknowledge your presence in this upcoming year, and we ask all things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And a few announcements. Tomorrow, our food pantry volunteers are Brian Rhodes, Mary Lett, and myself. On Saturday at 2 o'clock over at Union Congregational, we have a celebration of life for Diana Miller, who is the wife of Bob Miller. And so we're doing that at 2 o'clock, and we have a reception to follow. If anyone would like to donate cookies or the like to the reception, that would be appreciated. And on Sunday, the 8th at 2 o'clock, we have a church council meeting. Do we have any other announcements? If not, let us open our booklets and begin with the invocation song.
Thank you.
Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And let us join together in our confession. We have not lived as your chosen people. We have not loved your daughters and sons. We have not walked in the footsteps of others. We have not followed the servant, your son. Sometimes I hate, sometimes I lie, sometimes I waste, sometimes I cheat. We have not lived as your chosen people. We have not loved your daughters and sons. We have not walked in the footsteps of others. We have not followed the servant, your son. Sometimes I am selfish. Sometimes I am prejudiced. Sometimes I am uncaring. Sometimes I am destructive. We have not lived as your chosen people. We have not loved your daughters and sons. We have not walked in the footsteps of others. We have not followed the servant, your son.
Oh,
Even though we are in bondage to sin, there is hope for freedom, not by our own doing, but because we are chosen by God to receive the gift of forgiveness. Through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we know this is true. Let us join together in the prayer of the day. Gracious Lord, we are a chosen people, but sometimes we don't feel like anyone would choose us. Sometimes we feel our best friends and our family don't even know us. It seems the pressures of the world are too much for one person alone. Help us remember, Lord, that each of us is specially chosen to be part of your family, to follow in the footsteps that Jesus walked, and though the road may be difficult, help us today to feel the presence of your Spirit holding us forever in your family. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 16. Those who had enslaved a girl and used her powers to tell fortunes threw Paul and Silas into jail for ordering the spirit to come out of her and consequently ruining their business. In prison, Paul and Silas brings the good news of the gospel to the jailer and his family. A reading from Acts. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune-telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God, who proclaimed to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days. But Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to her, "I order you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt and observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with the rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a shake, an earthquake, a violence that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors opened, and everyone saw chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called the lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all those who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read responsively Psalm 97. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad.
Clouds and darkness surround the Lord. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of God's throne.
Fire goes before the Lord, burning up enemies on every side.
Lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth.
The heavens declare your righteousness, O Lord, and all the people see your glory.
Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before your Lord, all you gods.
Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice, because of your righteousness.
For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
You live above the Lord, the evil. God guards the lives of the saints and rescues them from the hand of the wicked.
Light dawns for the righteous, and joy for the honest of heart.
Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks to God's holy name.
The second lesson is from Revelations chapter 22. The ascended Christ, hidden from our sight, promises to come again. We eagerly pray, "Come, Lord Jesus," with all who respond to this invitation. A reading from Revelation. "See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right of the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let everyone who hears say, 'Come.' And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water, the life, as a gift. As one who testifies to these things says, 'Truly I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus prayed, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I was saying to Rachel last night, if I had an hour to preach, I could easily take that hour with the readings that we had today. But for some reason, people these days don't want to hear anyone talking for an hour, and so I have to condense it down to one particular thought. And the one thought that I had, as you see, is singing at midnight, which comes from our Acts lesson. Scripture tells us that we are to pray always, to be confident that God is in control. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, we read, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Philippians 4:6 states, Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. But what if we are anxious? What if we don't know how to give thanks for the circumstances in which we find ourselves? Well then, we can start with lament. What is lament? It is a profound expression of sorrow or grief. Crying out to God about our situation is not a sign of weakness. It is a deeply biblical practice that is woven throughout Scripture and serves as a vital component in the process of spiritual growth. Lament allows believers to bring to God their questions, their pain, and their confusion, and it fosters a deeper relationship with God and a more mature faith. We see examples of lament most frequently in the Psalms, which provide us with a model for expressing anguish and grief while maintaining faith in God's sovereignty. For example, Psalm 13 begins with a cry of despair. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? It continues with a reaffirmation of trust. But I have trusted in your loving devotion. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. We may not know how hard times can work for good, but God does. One example is the story of Joseph, where Joseph's brothers, out of jealousy, sold him into slavery. And we know that story well, don't we? How that turned out for the best. As Joseph said to his brothers in Genesis chapter 50, You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. And then there is our lesson from the book of Acts. At the beginning of the 16th chapter of Acts, Paul and those accompanying him on his second missionary journey are forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach in Asia Minor. So they go into the region of Phrygia and Galatia, part of modern-day Turkey. They attempt to go further south, but are once again forbidden by the Spirit from doing so. They go to Troas, again part of modern-day Turkey, where Paul has a dream in which a man implores him to come to Macedonia. part of modern-day Greece. And so he does so, arriving in Philippi, a Roman colony. There, as we heard in last week's reading, Paul and those with him went outside the city walls looking for a place of prayer. And Paul preached for the first time on European soil to a group of women gathered by the river. One of the women listening was Lydia, a seller of purple goods, who was a Gentile believer in God. God opened her heart to listen eagerly to what Paul was saying, and she and all her household were baptized. Lydia then urged Paul and his companions to stay at her house. In today's reading from Acts, we hear that as Paul and Silas are going to that place of prayer, they meet a slave girl who had a spirit of divination. Literally, she had a spirit of the python, which was associated with the oracle at Delphi and the Roman god Apollo. The spirit called her to cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God, who proclaimed to you a way of salvation." She does this for several days until Paul is so annoyed that he orders the spirit to come out, calling on the name of Jesus, and the spirit comes out of her at once. Normally, a healing would be a time of rejoicing. Perhaps the girl rejoiced at her deliverance, but her owners did not. As a result of this healing, her owner's hope of making money off of her was gone. Therefore, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities, saying, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd attacks these outsiders, and the magistrates order that they be stripped of their clothing and beaten with rods. After Paul and Silas are severely punished, they are thrown into prison, and the jailer is ordered to keep them secure. The jailer follows these instructions by putting them in the innermost cell and fastening their feet in the stocks. What would you do if you were falsely accused of a crime? If you were beaten severely, dragged to the innermost cell of a prison, and then had your feet shackled so that there is no way to escape? Think about it for a moment. What would you do in such circumstances? What did Paul and Silas do? We're told that around midnight they were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Singing hymns and praying. That's what these men, bruised, beaten, bloodied, chained, that's what they were doing at midnight. Singing hymns and praying. They're probably using the words of the songbook that they know so well, the Psalms. As they sang and prayed, it was an earthquake so violent that it shook the prison walls, and all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. The jailer woke up and saw the open prison cells, and he knew that if even one of those in his charge escaped, the punishment for him was execution. He took out his sword and was about to kill himself when Paul shouted, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer rushed in with a light and found that it was just as Paul had said. He falls to Paul's feet and asks, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul replies, "Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and all your household." Paul and Silas speak the word of the Lord to the jailer and those in his house, and the jailer and those in his household are baptized. The jailer washes their wounds, brings them into his house, and feeds them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer. How do you sing at midnight when darkness surrounds you, when the world has beaten you down? How do you sing when you've suffered the loss of a relationship, of a loved one? How do you sing when circumstances look bleak, when you don't know what will happen next? How do you sing when you're hurt physically or emotionally, when you are weary, when you don't know how you will keep on going? What words do you use as you cry out to God of your pain and confusion and sorrow until you come to that place of trust in God's sovereignty? You can turn to the Psalms, which will show you that God is big enough to handle anything that you want to say, and which show you that when you pour out your lament, you can move to that place of trust. Perhaps it is what Paul and Silas did at midnight. You can turn to the old familiar hymns, which you know so well, or just cry out the words of your heart. Pray the words of trust that, regardless of what the world may tell you, God is in control. Whatever you do, it is in that midnight hour that doors can be opened, the chains can be unfastened. It is in that midnight hour when you feel that you've lost everything, you can gain what is really important. As I was roaming the internet, looking for what others had to say about singing at midnight, I came across a hymn that I've never heard before. It's called Night Song, and was written by Colin Buchanan, Johnny Robinson, and Rich Thompson. It is a beautiful song about God being present with us in the darkness and in the shadows. The chorus is as follows. All this day your hand has held me, God of heaven by my side. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. You will hold me through the night. And I made copies of that, and I brought up my phone, as I usually don't do, because I'd like for us to use this as our prayer. It's a fairly easy tune, and I'm going to ask that you sing along as you can. And so let us make this our song, our prayer, as we walk with our God, even through the darkest night, even in that midnight hour. Is he asleep? Can I wake you up and get you to pass out some things for me? You can pass this out and I can try to cue it up on my phone. Maybe your sister can help with you. So while you do that, let me try to cue it up. Like it's spinning. It's giving me the spinning circle of death. It's not wanting to queue up. Let me try it again.
in Jesus, he who came to rescue me. Jesus, save me from the darkness. I will rise to life with him. All this day your hand has held me, God of heaven by my side. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. You will hold me through the night. All this day
let us stand and sing our song of the day. We are a chosen people of God. Let us confess our faith together using the statement of faith on page 6. We believe we are chosen by God, our Creator, to participate in the ongoing work of creation by holding the and being good stewards of God's gracious gifts. We believe we are chosen by Jesus Christ, our Savior, to participate in the ongoing work of spreading the good news of God's saving love and serving others in the name of the Lord. We believe we are chosen by the Holy Spirit, who calls us through the gospel to believe in Jesus Christ, gathers us as a community of believers to worship together and support one another, and enlightens us with gifts of love, forgiveness, and everlasting life. We believe the Holy Spirit nurtures our growth, preserves us in faith, and keeps us in God's grace forever. Amen. And so let us sing together our offering song.
Everybody's got something to offer.
Resurrection and new life. We come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
Welcoming God, you invite all people to come and encounter your love. Give your church open hearts and minds to embrace all who seek your presence. Increase the capacity for cooperation between denominations and congregations. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Creating God, your might is seen in storms and in silence. Where drought threatens, bring rain. Where waters flood, ease them back. Where fire, earthquake, hurricane, or tornado destroy, shelter your people and restore your land. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Discerning God, fill our hearts of leaders with your passion for justice and mercy. Call the nations of this world to the tables of peace and collaboration. Encourage governments to seek avenues of collective benefit and joy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Abiding God, all people are held in your care. Accompany survivors of abuse, trauma, and exploitation. Strengthen our resolve to listen and advocate on behalf of all who are unnoticed. Hear our prayers for those who are close to our heart. We pray especially for those who are on our prayer chain and those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our heart. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Rejoicing God, be with this congregation as summer begins in the Northern Hemisphere. Keep travelers safe. Keep the vulnerable cool. Invigorate summer ministry efforts in our community and support the well-being of children and young people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Loving God, the beginning and the end, you are with us throughout our lives. In gratitude for the saints who have died, we look toward your coming again among us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
stand for the blessing? May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and give you peace. Go now and live as a chosen people of God. Let us join together in our closing song, We Can Make a Difference.